This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. There was a time when the drum solo in Wipeout by the Surfaris was considered the fastest thing on two sticks. But that was before Eric Okamoto made the scene. He is a percussion teacher in Cary. He has the world record in speed drumming, or at least one of them he does. In 2003, Eric became a grand champion speed drummer when he set his first record of 1,085 strokes per minute. But for Eric, that wasn't good enough. In 2005 and 2007, he invented two new speed drumming categories and dominated them both. Eric entered another competition in Nashville, broke even more records this past July. Eric Okamoto joins us now in the studio to talk about mastering this musical sport. Eric, welcome.
Thank you for so much for having me. It's a great pleasure being here.
Well, it's good to have you here. How long have speed drumming competitions been around?
I guess since 2000. One of my students, I was just showing him speed techniques on the drum. And he said, Eric, you ought to go out for the contest, worldwide contest. And I thought, there is no such thing. Hmm. And he said, oh, well, there is now. And so I looked up on the internet, emailed him, and they said, yeah, we'd like for you to come out to Nashville and try the contest out. Because the last guy who won it did a 920 strokes in 60 seconds. And I was thinking, I warm up at that. So
how do you know your strokes per second?
Well, I use this little gizmo here by Boo McAfee. He invented the drumometer. And what this is a computer counter that has a trigger to a practice pad here, and it counts how many strokes you do in 5 seconds, 10, all the way up to 15 minutes. And this is what determines in real time who is the fastest.
Now, this became a sport, because in drumming, really, I mean, when you're playing in a band, being mm-hmm. fast is not the most important thing.
No, it's technique. Music. It's pure technique. It's something that... Like I've read in other articles that a lot of drummers, if they had techniques, they could express themselves even more. But what holds them back is their technique. And because of this competition, I was able to, and through the work, lots of work, all those ideas that I had in my head as far as doing different things on the drums that I always wanted to do came out easier. And I was able to express it even better. And now I'm getting even faster and expressing it that way.
Now, are you saying that working on your speed is a kind of technique that allows you to be more expressive generally, musically, in a more collaborative setting?
Without any hindrance.
Huh. Well, now, I know you're the single-stroke category champion in 2003, right?
Well, I won the contest of 1,085. There was a person that actually had the world record. See, they would just have contest that year of who was the fastest, and I was the fastest for that person, but there was another person that actually held world record. So then after I won that contest, I decided to expand on it because everybody was doing single strokes at the time.
Well, let me stop you there and get an example of a single stroke. Tell us what that is, and then let's hear it.
Okay, a single stroke is when you have the sticks go, alternate, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. So you go faster. And then you use this counter, and I'll just use like one stick. So I did 48 in 5 seconds, but we're supposed to use two, but I'm just going to describe, one. And then you just multiply times two, that'd be almost 100 strokes in 10 seconds and so forth. And then I decided to expand on that and do double strokes instead, because everybody in the brother does single strokes, right, left, right, left, right, left. So I decided to do right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left. But the key here is that with the single strokes, it's all about speed and endurance. So you can go as fast as you can, and then in about 30 seconds, you're starting to feel it, and you're going to slow down a little bit. So when I was doing the double strokes, people were questioning that and saying, well, how do you know you're not buzzing it? Doing like 3 strokes here, 4 strokes here with each stick. So I had to come up with a mathematical equation to prove the point. And so I set the metronome. Like for right now, I'll just set the metronome at 150 strokes beats per minute.
All right.
And if I do, hear it?
Yeah. That's 150 a minute.
Right. All right. Then if I do 6 tuplets, And then if I double stroke those sextuples, oops, this thing's constantly doing this. Hold on a second. If I double stroke it, I'm not really trying it, but I would try to hit 150. And then 150, well, that'll be in 5 seconds, and then multiply it times 12, that'll be 1,800. That way, if I hit my mark within one or two, it at least proves it in real time that I was doing double strokes.
Isn't there a way that you could do some kind of electronically have the pad know when you're doing double strokes or not?
Well,
pick up?
It would, because it's on this pad here, and you're doing them as even as possible. It's going to be done mathematically.
Right. And so was that accepted then? You came up with a formula. You said, I'm going to set my own standard. Then I'm mm-hmm. going to – so it's a little like a rally race where if you come in too fast, we know you cheated and that sort of thing.
So if I was going for like 150 in 5 seconds, I hit 165. That means I did three or four in one stick maybe. And if I did two, you know, little, that means not all the strokes came out. And so I have to be consistent from the first second that thing clicks until the last second. I have to maintain that same speed, same endurance, all the way through, nonstop, not let up a bit.
And yeah, I'm going to pursue this question a little further, though. The idea that this is a competition for speed, mm-hmm. Is there a correlation between fast drummers and good drummers?
I mean, it's just like anything else. You have tension release, opposites. Speed is one of those tools that that really gets a crowd going. You know, if you had a you know, just something that's real slow and just, you know, methodical and blah, 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 blah. It'd be nice, but, yeah. You know, all the greatest drummers were known for one thing. Man, he was fast.
Fast. So now, what does it take to train for this?
I trained for hours at a time before the contest. I would train maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours at a time just for endurance. And it would be just really hard on your arms. But you know, without that endurance, you cannot develop that speed because I talked to a lot of track coaches. And they said for sprinters, that's the key. You have to learn about endurance. So you don't, give out within 10 seconds, 15 seconds. You might have the speed, but, you know, for the endurance part, that creates more speed. Because if I can go 2 minutes nonstop at a high rate of speed, then 60 seconds would be nothing.
Right. And is that it in general in a contest? Do you just do 60 seconds or are there multiple heats? How does
Oh, yes. And the contest, other people have gone 15 minutes nonstop with the double bass, 15 or 5 minutes on the snare and just keep going. Like, you know, one person has a record for 5 minutes for 5,000 strokes in 5 minutes. Another person has for single strokes on the snare. I think it was like or double bass, I'm not sure, it was like 13,000 or something like that. Yeah. Just keep going on for like 15 minutes, just pure endurance just to keep it up.
How did you get started in music?
I just started in school, you know, in grade school. And when I was in class, I was always the one hitting on something, you know, just tapping. And then rock and roll, Beatles, Led Zeppelin. Then I started getting to jazz, and then it was Miles Davis and Chick Corea and Weather Report. And then I got to school, East Carolina, got training in classical, and I was able to mold, and then also drum corps when I was in school. And that was a blast itself. And then I just molded all three of all those styles together. And just learn from every style to develop what I wanted to do.
Well, now you have a way of sort of demonstrating how all these techniques come together. Maybe we can hear it. And you actually brought in a snare drum too, so we'll hear it loud and real.
Right. So instead of just doing like single strokes, right, left, and I'm going to try to incorporate double strokes, right, left, left, and compound strokes, right, left, right, left, left. And I'll do it on the snare here and try to incorporate different parts of the, you know, snare for more percussion. So, thank you.
Eric Okamoto, one of the fastest drummers in the world, teaches drums in Cary. Are you in a band?
I want to be. I'm trying to start up a new band that has elements of electrified John Coltrane, something I've done in the past. I'm trying to look for players to do this. I was going to name it The Escape, ESC, meaning extemporaneous streams of consciousness. Just play for 2 hours and a half nonstop.
Wow. Inspired by John Coltrane. It'd be a big influence in your musical past.
Oh, huge. Yeah. Very huge.
Well, stick around because we're going to talk all about him coming up.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Good to talk with you, Eric. So nice to meet you, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Frank, for letting me have you.
Eric Okamoto teaches percussion in Cary and is a world record speed drumming champion. Just ahead, the music of John Coltrane. Stay tuned.